You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. On the phone line with us at this hour is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Pete. Tell me about the marketplace as you saw it and what the trade was like for the day, please.
Tight crop supplies on soybeans plus huge UC gin. It's funny, the weather is supposedly negative for soybean growth, and then in corn growth it's supposedly good, and we had beans come back some due to the soybeans dragging them, but old crop beans, very tight supply both August and September, helping hold everything higher. Beans, or that was on corn, on beans. Corn lower, but came back from their lows, but still good progress on the corn, and chances still of rains here in the next week, even though we haven't had much from all that we were supposed to get over the weekend.
You know, the marketplace always tries to look ahead. I suppose last week it was looking ahead to this week and the next week, thinking, can the corn make it through pollination and how will that happen? And now it's looking ahead a little further, saying, hey, wait a second, corn is probably okay,
right. Maybe,
but the beans are now the crop we have to worry about, and then it'll change its mind later in the week, I suspect.
But that's kind of the way it is, and the cooler weather is helping corn a lot, and so they're not worried about the pollination, whereas August makes beans, and are we going to get any rain to make those beans come on?
When do you think, if at all, that the marketplace for corn, and we've got December at 498 this afternoon, will it move much lower than where it is now? And if it does, when might that happen?
I don't think we're going to go much lower than where we are now. The 90 has to hold, or it could drop quickly, unless we get a lot of good rain in the next 10 days. If we stay like we are with showers here and there and not everywhere, I think corn's going to hang around from 490 to 520 back and forth. If we get a lot of rain, I think you'll see it go on down. But once we get to the 1st of August, then we're going to worry all about the beans, and they won't worry much about corn because we do have a lot of moisture in the soil and an awful lot of the Midwest. But as you go western Illinois into Iowa and Missouri, they're short on moisture.
Yeah, just 7 or 8 days away now to the 1st of August. Would you advise producers, if we get to the 520 on the December contract, to think about making another sale of new crop corn?
We would do that, either make a new sale or hedge either way. And on beans, we would, we were 13, 20 to 40 back and forth for a while. If we got to that level on new crop beans, we would go. August beans could drag another dollar higher, possibly. I don't know what the basis is out there on old crop beans, but they boomed today up 29.5 in the August.
Anything to talk about in the livestock sector for the day?
Livestock sector has tried and tried and tried since February in the cattle to go somewhere and really hasn't. Hogs, I don't know whether we're shipping as much hogs as we were before, but we have enough of those also for it to not really go back to those highs that we made in the last month.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a great one.
Hey, you too. That is Pete Manhart. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Monday afternoon. You can always hear our programming anytime you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.